Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas, and we are on the line with a very special guest. Eric Schumann is joining us from Missouri. He's participating in the 2018 Trans Am Bike Race. Eric, really appreciate you taking the time to check in.
Hi, George. Happy to be here or be with you.
Okay.
Be on air with you.
On the web. Been following you every day, seeing some really great posts you've been making on Instagram, really nice video clips. But tell us what happened last night.
I think last night everything just caught up with me. The heat and wind of Kansas, the riding through the night, the crappy meals, processed food, too many Twinkies, and I got out of bed, got on my bike, and started riding about 9 o'clock at night. I was going to ride through the night, and about 40 miles in, I was going so slow that I was barely riding. I just lost it mentally and physically, and started vomiting and made a couple trips to the bushes with diarrhea, and couldn't quite get my act together.
So not a great evening.
Not my best. So I ended up riding just to the next town is all I could do, which was 60 miles, got a hotel, crawled into bed, and went back to sleep, and thinking that I would take a long rest. Okay, I'm going to sleep for 8 hours or 10 hours or whatever. Didn't set an alarm, just got into bed, see what would happen. Typically, I guess, I woke up 5 hours later, instantly popped out of bed, started packing up my stuff, and just got back on my bike to get going again.
And how are you feeling today? I mean, 5 hours sleep is actually a pretty good break. Did it help?
Yeah, I think it was enough. You know, as I was going to bed, I was thinking about, well, what does this mean? Is it time to quit the race? Is it time to just take an entire day off? And then when I woke up, it was just clear to me that you're not going to quit the race. Just get on your bike and ride. Just keep going. So I think I have a much better mental outlook today. I just needed that little bit of that major low to have a little bit of a reset.
That is awesome to hear, Eric. I'm really glad. I know when I've never done an unsupported event like this. I've done 6 Rams, but it's like every time I stop, I just think, oh my God, I'd be another 5 minutes down the road or 15, whatever it is, if I just kept moving.
Yeah, you do have that feeling for sure.
So, I mean, you've been out for how many days now?
16 days.
And do you see it as a race as you're riding? You've got to be going through some types of hallucinations. And I mean, are you just thinking, where am I? What am I doing? Or are you pretty focused on it being a race?
You know, I made a point of not looking at Facebook or the race tracker for the first 10 days. I didn't want to know where I was, where anybody else was. I didn't want to race because this is a, you know, it's 3 weeks of riding. And I think to start racing that early is just a recipe for disaster. And then I started kind of casually looking at the tracker after that. But I haven't really been thinking of it as a race. I've been thinking of it more as just survival. And if I can make it to, you know, Virginia, then maybe I'll race the last couple of days. but I also think that, you know, as I was thinking about it, it's interesting that when you start to race, what that means is just cutting your stops short. You don't ride any faster. You don't change anything. You just eat faster, sleep less, and spend more time on your bike.
That's a very good point. About how much time have you slept?
You know, I've been trying to get 5 hours a night, and I've done actually a pretty good job of it, I think. There's a couple of nights. Well, when it started getting really hot and windy, I started riding during the night instead of during the day. And that kind of messed up my schedule. So I was sleeping 4 or 5 hours during the day, and then I'd get my back on my bike in the evening, ride through the night and into the afternoon of the next day, and then sleep again. And my sleep was fitful and not really productive. So I think there were some benefits to riding through the night, certainly less wind and cooler temps, but I'm not sure it was the best move for my body.
Oh, it's a good thing for you to find out. And I mean, I loved riding at night because it was so much cooler, but I mean, we all are so much different. That's really not advice you can get from someone else.
Yeah, the thing I liked about it was, interestingly, was the focus. Like, one of the reasons I really like to ride my bike is because of the scenery. I love to look around and, you know, see the houses and the hills and the mountains and whatever else. But it was interesting at night when you just have your headlight. And that's, I could just get in the aero bars, put my head down, just focus kind of on that spot on the road in front of me. I actually turned off my computer, so I didn't know how fast I was going. I didn't know how many miles I had done. I didn't know the gradient of the road. I didn't know anything. All I knew was just go, you know, put it in the gear that seems about right. Just put your head down and just ride. And that actually worked pretty well for me. Until I missed a turn and rode 9 miles in the wrong direction. And then had to turn around and ride that 9 miles back to get on course. But bonus miles.
Well, it was good to hear you laugh about that. How do you take this to break down the distance? I mean, obviously, you can't be thinking about the finish. Do you think about the next town? Do you think about the next mile? What's your mental outlook there?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, and it changes from day to day and almost hour to hour. And I think when I'm at my lowest points, I'm looking at mile to mile. Almost, right? Okay, I know I have 17 miles to make it to the next town, and I just start counting them down. Okay, 17 is pretty hard, but 15 I can totally manage. And then I get to 10, I'm like, oh, 10's easy, right? And then I get down to 9, and I'm like, oh, single digits. Oh, that's how I can do single digits. And I just kind of pound it out. But today, with my new mind shift, I'm actually looking at the finish.
All right.
Thinking about Virginia and just moving down the road.
Well, and I think it's going to be a huge milestone to cross the Mississippi River. I mean, that's a big one.
I think that's a big one, yeah. I've been thinking a lot today about how every when you're in each state, it's kind of miserable, right? Idaho was horrible. Idaho was horrible because the road surface was terrible and the drivers were terrible. I just can't wait to get out of Idaho. Oh, Wyoming's the worst because the biting flies and, you know, the wind. Oh my God, Kansas. I can't wait to get out of Kansas. It's so hard. Oh, now Missouri. Oh, it's so hilly in Missouri. I can barely ride. So it's like every state is terrible kind of in its own way, but you use them all as markers. And it's somehow in my brain, I cross out of Missouri. Oh, life's going to be great when I get out of Missouri.
It is going to get flatter, I promise.
Yeah, I look forward to that
Well, you can't say every state's bad. I mean, Oregon and Colorado are okay.
Yeah, Oregon was nice. Colorado was pretty good, except I had a day in Colorado where I had 160 miles of headwind.
Oh.
And it was just demoralizing.
Yep. Well, Eric, you sound really good. I wish you so many good miles ahead. What have you changed in your diet to get rid of the diarrhea? I mean, that's a big one. It really is.
I stopped eating so much sugar, and I think that seems to be helping.
Good.
The food stops are hard to manage because it's a lot of convenience stores, and the things that look good are, the Pop-Tarts and the Twinkies and the M&Ms and, a big glass of soda. And it's hard to navigate to something that's a little bit healthier. You can only eat so many Clif Bars. And,
right.
But I think the things that have been helping actually, and it's a hard one to believe, but the burritos and hot dogs at convenience stores actually seem to be the money food for me.
Well, it's a topic we don't want to talk about, but at the same time, I mean, that is huge. So I'm glad you found something that's helped. Well, Eric, I want to follow you daily from here to the finish. If you're up for it, I think that would be great.
Let's do it, George.
All right. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. I wish you the best tonight. And like I said earlier, many good miles ahead of you. Eric Schumann, thanks very much for joining us on Over the Top Cycling.
Thank you for having me.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.